What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Legion. This is episode number 209 of Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. When I was thinking about the topic for today, it occurred to me that I haven't talked in quite some time about actual training or actual nutrition stuff. When this podcast first began, it was an opportunity for me to basically have the conversations that I was having with one-on-one clients throughout the day with more people. So what I mean by that is I realized every day I would have several conversations with clients that I had with other clients in the past, or that I thought I would have with other clients in the future, or that other clients would benefit from. And it occurred to me that this would be a good platform for me to use so that everybody could hear the conversations that we were having, because most people have very similar questions and challenges along the way. And a lot of those were workout food related. But as the podcast has evolved, I've realized that we've talked more about mental and kind of emotional aspects of training and success more than training. So I started thinking maybe I should do some more training talks. But what occurred to me as I was having this thought was that I think the reason that this has evolved is because training and nutrition isn't really all that complicated. I've talked about it ad nauseum, and there is also so much information out there. Now granted, a lot of it is not accurate, or not accurate for you at the time, but it's not that complicated. What holds people back more than knowing what to do or understanding the intricacies of each workout program, each nutrition program, is actually implementing the program. So the key to success is actually implementing whatever program you're on. This is what we see the most. The people who are not successful have rarely been implementing whatever their program is, whatever their eating plan is. They're just not executing it. They might know it, but they're just not doing it to its full extent. So they're never really seeing the benefit of the actual program. So that's one thing. The other part is just the mindset of success that's necessary to succeed in training, in just about any endeavor, is the same. And again, this is why you'll see people who are successful in athletics tend to be successful in career and so forth, and the opposite is often true. So one of the things that occurred to me, and this is kind of along the lines of some of the previous podcasts, but it's kind of a consistent theme, is one of my favorite quotes, and I believe it's from Theodore Roosevelt, and it's called The Critic. Or I don't know what the name of it is, but you've seen me post it, you've probably heard it before. But it basically starts out saying it's not the critic who counts, it's the man who's in the arena. And what he's referring to is, it's very easy when you can see it at every sporting event. I just went to a mixed martial arts event last weekend. You have these highly trained athletes who are in a ring, literally fighting each other, potentially getting seriously hurt, and who are experts at their craft. They've been training for this potentially 15 minute long fight, but also might be 30 seconds for, you could say they were training for this fight for months, because for this specific fight they might have been training for months and dieting for months to make weight, but in that reality this has been years for all these guys. So they're in there putting it all on the line. They're risking injury. They're also putting themselves out there to be judged and to be, let's say they're going to be ridiculed if they get knocked out or lose in a way that would be very one-sided. They're really literally putting themselves out there. And yet it never fails that you've got somebody in the crowd who is out of shape, has never been in a physical confrontation, slugging beers and stuffing hot dogs down his throat, who's got something to say about the guy in the ring. He's a pussy, he should have done this, he should have done that, do this, giving the guy instructions. It's the classic armchair quarterback, right? The guy who watches Tom Brady and talks about how he sucks, or what he could have done differently, or what he should have done. This is so common in our society, and it really makes me sick. And what I wanted to talk about was not that person, but the difference between being the person in the ring and in the arena and the person in the fucking seats drinking beer. I personally was at that event. Now, granted, I'm not a fighter. I have no interest in being in that capacity in the ring, but it's always bothered me to be the spectator, because I would always much rather be in there doing the thing. Sporting events, same thing. Now, in powerlifting or bodybuilding, now I've never competed in powerlifting. I have competed in bodybuilding, and if I have somebody who I'm supporting and helping, I love to go watch and support them. But there's that part of me that always wishes I was the one that's in there, especially if I'm not coaching or competing. If I'm just watching, I've always rather be outside playing the baseball game than watching the baseball game on TV. Now, granted, not all of us, or most of us, or even a small percentage of us, will be able to be professional athletes and out there in the arena. That's not my point. My point is there's so many opportunities in life to participate or to watch. And I just want to encourage everybody who's listening to this to participate. When those options come up, participate, because that's life. I probably referenced this conversation several times, but it was so meaningful. And a lot of times these conversations I have with you guys as clients are more meaningful to me than they probably are for you, because I take away lessons as we're talking, so I'm learning from you guys. But again, it was Brooke, my client Brooke, who's training for her first official powerlifting meet. She did our charity meet over the summer, yeah, and she's getting ready for her first meet. And when we were having this conversation, it was about 3 weeks out, and I said to her, so I imagine you're probably starting to get really nervous. And she said, yeah, totally. And I said, listen, I can remember everything I've ever done where I had to put myself out there, okay? So whether that was sports, speaking in public, a business meeting, a competition, literally anything that was, you know, some degree of scary and intimidating. As that time got closer, I got more and more nervous about it, which, by the way, I've learned to train my brain to reframe that nervousness as excitement and energy, because it's really the same thing. That adrenaline, that excitement, that you're a little kid and you can't sleep the night before Christmas, I try to kind of turn my nervous feeling into that feeling, right? Because it's anticipation. It's kind of the same thing. So as the let's call it the competition gets closer, and you get nervous, I think about the Friday night before the competition or before the big speaking engagement, whatever it is. God, don't I wish it was just a regular Friday night where I could just not be anxious and just relax and watch a movie and have a drink and go to sleep. Just know, why do I do this to myself? Why do I put myself in this position to be so full of anxiety and stress? I should just, oh man, I just can't wait till next Friday when it's just a normal day and I just go home and chill. But man, if we eliminate all those things that we have anxiety and get nervous and get excited about, and our life becomes just a string of normal Fridays where we can have a drink, watch a movie, and go to sleep, how boring is that? How pathetic is that? We as human beings have such an amazing opportunity to experience stuff and cool things and just get out of the comfort zone, right? You hear it all the time that life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. It is so true. So rather than avoiding those things that create anxiety and create excitement, let's call it excitement, don't sign up for them. Try them, do them. Like, if that again, that might be joining a gym. It might be terrifying for somebody who's never been in a weight training gym. You know, I talk about it a lot, but our gym is not designed to be the most comfortable place to walk into. Our gym is designed to be authentic. We are playing hard rock music. We have barbells and dumbbells. It's loud. It's covered in spray paint. It's what, in my opinion, a gym should look and feel like. Okay, so it can be very intimidating for a new person. But once you're greeted with friendly smiles and a welcome family, that goes away pretty immediately. And honestly, I know there's a, you know, gyms have a bad rap and gym people have a bad rap sometimes, and there's a lot of gyms where that's not the environment. But in many times, it is the environment. People there are a community and will welcome you in. So I understand the anxiety of not wanting to go, but understand that once you go and once that first session is over and you leave, the feeling of relief and accomplishment and excitement is so worth the nervousness and excitement, anxiety beforehand. And that's the same for everything. You know, if you've ever, I can think back to like school projects where I was nervous, or my daughter just went on a 2-day overnight. She's 11. She was really nervous and full of anxiety, but she had a great time. And she was so, just felt so accomplished and proud of herself when she came back. And that's what it's about, you guys. So I'm not suggesting you all run out and sign up for a bodybuilding contest or a powerlifting competition. I'm talking about everyday opportunities that present themselves. You know, people have a job and an opportunity comes for a promotion, but they have to do something extra to go beyond or put their neck out in some way, and they shy away because they're afraid of the rejection, they're afraid of the embarrassment, they're afraid of maybe they're afraid of getting the promotion and what that might mean. But I'm here to tell you, to implore you to try it, to just try it. Whether it's skydiving, a job interview, a public speaking opportunity, joining a gym, trying to learn how to box, like anything out of your comfort zone that you've been wanting to do. So I'm not suggesting you manufacture something, but when it comes up and you are debating yes or no, and the no in your mind is coming just from, ooh, I don't know, it excites me but makes me nervous, you gotta do it. Everything I've done, again, not that I'm the role model for anything, I'm just giving you my only experience is my own, right? My only perspective I have is mine. I think it's interesting when people get offended by other people's opinions. It's an opinion. Everything I've ever said in 208 episodes, I'm not saying it's gospel. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying this is what I think. And what I think in my experience has been everything that I've ever done that I look back and I'm like, I have so much satisfaction and pride and happiness from, was an uncomfortable decision at the time. Nothing was ever like, oh, sure, okay. It was always like full of anxiety because those decisions are tugging at your heartstrings, your soul. For some reason, something's calling you to do this or that. And when you deny that, there's a sense of relief at first, right? You know, so I think about, again, if you have ever bailed from something that you were anxious about, the first feeling is actually relief. I've mentioned this before, when people kind of quit the gym, you know, they get to a point, you know, we all have those days, man, where you're just overwhelmed by life and you are too busy and, you know, you can't afford it and you can't fit it in and it's causing difficulty in this areas of your life because you're squeezing in and running around. You debate it for a while. You're like, you know what, I think I just got to bail on this. And that's just a moment of weakness that we all have. But when you do it, so let's say you say, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to quit. I'm going to cancel my membership. I'm going to cancel my training sessions. I'm going to cancel my trainer. At first, you do feel relief because you're like, oh, because it's a load off, because your body all of a sudden goes, that thing that I've been, or maybe you agreed to speak somewhere. You know, people have a lot of anxiety about that. Maybe you're going to just literally talk at your office in front of 10 people and you're terrified. And all of a sudden you think, you know what, I'm going to call out sick or I'm going to get out of this somehow. There is definitely an immediate feeling of relief because you remove that anxiety from your plate. You remove those butterflies and it's like, oh God, that's so much better. But then what happens? You know, then what happens? And you're just back to your regular old everyday life and stuff. No excitement, no boredom. I mean, all boredom. So yeah, I mean, there's no anxiety, but there's no excitement. There's no thrill. There's no rush. And that's just not the way to roll. So I hope this comes across. I know there wasn't really a big, you know, direct message, but I think it's just so important to do the things that scare you. Live your life in the zone that's uncomfortable, and enjoy every minute of it. Because what happens when you sign up for those things, it never ever fails. And I do this every time. I'm regretful that I did it the night before. Like I said, I'm wishing it was just a regular Friday so I could have a whiskey and watch some TV. And then as I'm in the middle of it, and as it's over, I wish it wasn't over. I wish it was again the next day. I can't wait to do it again. You know, I saw this with our Operation Change charity deadlifting meet. We had, you know, 30 people who've never done anything like this, full of anxiety. You know, it was a little nerve-wracking for me because I've never organized anything of that scale. We've never done this. And then when it, in the middle of it, it was incredible. It was such a high for me and for everybody else. When it was over, everybody couldn't wait to do it again. I couldn't wait to do it again. It was literally the first thing on everyone's mind was like, when can we do this again? And these are all people that an hour or two before, if we had given everybody the opportunity to bail, they probably would have. They probably would have said, oh, is it canceled? All right, cool, great. You know, a feeling of relief because they were so anxious. But it was a life-changing event. I mean, it was one of the top 5 days of my life, and it was all because we said yes. So if I have to leave with anything, it's when in doubt, say yes. Have a good day, you guys.